With the onset of the lockdown, most events have had to be cancelled, and non-essential businesses that cannot comply with social distancing have had to close. However, now that we are in our sixth week of lockdown, businesses have been rethinking how they run their organisations to run in a lockdown situation. In this section, we learn that some house builders are resuming work, Homebase is opening some of its stores, and an auction house is in business using an online format. Also, a wedding is going ahead as a virtual event, and a fruit farm is overwhelmed with applications for fruit picking jobs. In addition, we hear how people have been using Google to research various aspects of the pandemic, and how a company has been analysing the Norfolk searches with the conclusion that we are a bit different to the rest of the country. We'll hear about our unusual priorities first. Whereas coronavirus cure is trending nationally, COVID-19 does not feature in the top 10 things people in this region have been searching for on Google. Instead, food comes in the top three, with pubs delivering food near me at number one. This search term has gone up by a staggering 10,900% since before lockdown, one of the highest increases across the UK. This was followed by supermarket openings and then local farm delivery. Also high on the list are terms reflecting a new trend for home cooking with flour and things to make with plain flour. Online pharmacy delivery comes in at number five. And it seems we are also thinking about ways of keeping in shape, with the next most searched for terms being yoga online classes, rent gym equipment, and home workout. After wedding insurance, a sign some people are having to postpone or cancel their big day, it's back to food with baking recipes, banana cake, and wholesale foods all high on the list. Not surprisingly, certain things which usually rank high in searches have dramatically dropped off. For instance, people are not looking for city breaks, down 84%, travel insurance, down 83%, or other activities such as cinema times, taxi to the airport, and gyms near me. The data was gathered by Reboot Online Marketing Agency, using search engine marketing tools, and was collated for the period since January the 18th. Emma Locke and her fiancé, Joshua Leswell, were due to get married on May the 1st, but the ongoing coronavirus lockdown restrictions have seen the couple face the heartache of postponing their big day. But the 999 call handler and landscaper duo from Horsham St Faith's weren't prepared to let a global pandemic get in the way of the special occasion. So, with the time already booked off work, the couple have planned a special lockdown ceremony. Miss Locke said, "We were devastated when we first had to move our wedding, but luckily our suppliers have moved the date. However, it is very unlikely that our new wedding date will go ahead, due to social distancing being in place. So we've decided to make the most of our original day. The day will start with Mr. Leswell making smoked salmon and cream cheese bagels before heading to the front garden to have a boozy brunch with their neighbours from 2 metres away." Miss Locke said, "Every Friday at 11 a.m, the whole street have a cup of tea in their front gardens while social distancing. Next Friday will be no exception. However, we will be in wedding attire. After the coffee morning, there will be a virtual wedding ceremony on Zoom, where one of their friends will be standing in as a fake vicar, with some false vows planned." Miss Locke said, "It's all about having a bit of fun, really. There was no point in us sitting and moping around the house on what's supposed to be the best day of our lives. And then the evening will be complete with a special dinner from a local eatery and a virtual party and disco ball with friends and family." House builder Persimmon, which has sites across Norfolk, is implementing a phased restart of work after its coronavirus shutdown. It comes as Taylor Wimpey also announced it was reopening sites last week. Persimmon, which has a regional office based in the Broadland Business Park in Thorpe St Andrew, currently has houses being built in Norwich, Wyndham and Swaffham. The firm closed down sites in March. But in response to the government's objective of getting the construction sector back to work, Persimmon's chief executive, David Jenkinson, said, "Nothing is more important to us than the health, safety and well-being of the public, our colleagues, subcontractors and suppliers. Having spent the last month developing and testing new site protocols, we believe that we are now able to return to site safely and support the UK's economic recovery from the pandemic." The Roundtree Way Sproston store is the only home base in Norwich to reopen after the coronavirus shutdown. Last month, Homebase was classified as an essential retailer by the government, meaning that stores could continue trading. However, the firm took the decision to temporarily close all branches and operate online only. After B&Q decided to reopen some of its shops earlier this week, the chief executive of Homebase, Damien McLaughlin, decided to follow suit. In a statement, he said, "We have taken this time to carefully review and make a large number of changes to our operations in preparation for a safe, phased reopening in line with government guidance on social distancing. On Saturday, April 25th, we will be trialling the opening of 20 stores with strict controls in place to ensure shopping is safe for everyone. Our remaining stores in the UK will continue to offer a collection and counter service." Keys Auctioners and Valuers in Aylsham has announced an initial programme of 4 online-only sales starting on Wednesday, April 29th, including its world-renowned East Anglian art sale. Keys director Tim Blythe will conduct the auctions from his home, with a sale administered by other Keys staff remotely from their own homes. Keys has invested heavily in online bidding technology, including its Keys Live live internet bidding platform. The technology uses live video streaming and real-time online bidding, which means that no one is actually in the room when the sale takes place. Mr. Blythe said, "Because we've been ahead of the technology curve for some years and have a large national and international customer list, we are in a position to operate live online auctions." Place UK at Stunstead near Norwich said it was taking on a member of staff just to manage applications after being inundated with 1,330 applicants. It normally needs up to about 400 workers on its soft fruit side to pick and manage its 100 hectares of strawberries, raspberry, cherry and blackberry harvests, meaning this year it has many more applicants than jobs available. In recent years, it has struggled for numbers, but welcomed a returning workforce from Bulgaria and Romania, with some of these arriving just before lockdown this year. However, it is unclear when lockdown will be lifted and how this will affect workers normally arriving for harvest in the coming months, explained farm director Pieter van Egmond. At the moment, the farm, the largest of its kind in the region, has sufficient numbers, but its workforce would normally swell over the picking season. This begins in earnest next week, with some early strawberries, and then numbers grow throughout the summer months before dropping back in October. "We're going to be fine through May," said Mr. van Egmond. But the family-run company, presided over by Managing Director Tim Place, would be looking to recruit an amount of its overall workforce after May from the UK, he said. "Once they have taken someone on to manage the process, they will then be processing applications for people to start at the beginning of June. It's been absolutely incredible. It's very, very encouraging. There are people who have applied from all over the country, he said. Mr. Place thanked the UK applicants heartily for their support and said they were trying to process applications as speedily as they could. With more applicants than jobs, they were having to select the most suitable and those with the right availability, he explained.